You are listening to the Let the Money Talk podcast, a podcast that provides the latest analysis of company insights. In this episode, our research experts will provide the most insightful analysis in the market.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Wu, Senior Research Analyst at Phillip Securities Research. In this episode, I will cover our first quarter 2024 earnings report on Netflix Incorporated, dated the 22nd of April 2024 and titled Pricing Power on Display. Netflix is the global leader in the video-on-demand streaming industry with 270 million subscribers. Netflix's first quarter revenue was in line with our estimates, while its profit after tax and minority interest was above due to higher operating leverage. First quarter revenue and profit after tax and minority interests were 25% and 33% of our fiscal year 2024 forecasts, respectively. We see three positives from this earnings release. First, Netflix outperformed consensus expectations with 9.3 million net additions in the quarter, driven by strong growth in its US and European membership base, reaffirming our investment thesis of its undoubted ability to grow both volume and prices. Netflix increased prices in some major markets in November of last year. As a result, revenue growth accelerated to 15% year-on-year, or 18% in constant currency. We expect net additions for 2024 to remain fairly resilient due to continued momentum in paid sharing and the higher take-up rate of its lower-priced ads plan. Netflix also translated its subscriber outperformance into a 79% year-on-year net profit increase, beating consensus estimates by about 25%. Secondly, Netflix continues to scale its ads business rapidly, reaching around 40 million members, which represents around 14% of the company's total membership base. Advertising inventory has increased, while engagement remains strong. Its advertising business is currently under-monetized due to existing supply-demand dynamics, although we expect this to ease as more advertisers come on board. Lastly, Netflix revised up its 2024 operating margin target to 25% from 24%, which would be a 4 percentage point increase versus 2023. Its commentary surrounding margins also suggests that the capital-intensive portion of building out its business is behind them, with a clear focus on margin expansion ahead. We expect Netflix to manage this by pulling on its three main levers: organic membership growth through more engaging content, increasing prices, and driving higher margin advertising revenue while maintaining current cash content spending levels. In terms of outlook, Netflix guided $9.5 billion in revenue for the second quarter of 2024, representing further acceleration in revenue growth. Netflix also expects a 13 to 15% year-on-year growth in revenue for 2024, led predominantly by memberships growth as overall prices remain impacted by negative foreign exchange headwinds. For its valuation, we raise our 2024 profit after tax and minority interest estimates by 9% on higher margins, due to better than expected membership growth and a faster growing advertising business. We maintain Accumulate with a raised discounted cash flow target price of $640, up from our previous target price of $570. Netflix remains our top choice for streaming entertainment, given its pricing power, growing membership base, huge advertising opportunity, and strong cash flows compared to its peers. Our weighted average cost of capital and growth rate assumptions remain the same at 12.2% and 3%, respectively.
Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please forward it to others, share it on social media, and leave a review. Follow this channel to hear our other podcasts. This podcast was prepared by Phillip Securities Research Private Limited. The information provided in this podcast is solely for educational purposes and should not be considered as financial advice. The views, statements, or opinions are made on behalf of Phillip Securities Research. The information and any analysis, forecast, projections, expectations, and opinions contained in this podcast have been obtained from public sources, which Phillip Securities Research believes to be reliable. This report is intended for general circulation only and does not take into account the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs for any particular reason.